ABC News.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains in Belmarsh prison in London, awaiting his extradition case to the United States to be heard later this month. US authorities have indicted Assange on 18 charges, one of hacking and 17 under the Espionage Act, for conspiracy to receive, obtain and disclose classified diplomatic and military documents. This weekend, two Australian politicians will travel to the UK at their own expense to visit Julian Assange and lobby the British government for his release. Andrew Wilkie and George Christensen are co-chairs of the Bring Julian Assange Home Parliamentary Group, and Mr. Wilkie joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Laura.
Why have you thrown your support behind Julian Assange being brought home?
George and I are the co-chairs of a parliamentary group that we've set up with that aim, basically, of bringing Julian Assange home to Australia and obviously having the extradition to the US dropped. We are quite a very broad range of people, everything from George Christensen in the LNP, Barnaby Joyce in the Nationals. We've got Greens, other crossbenchers, Labor Party, regrettably no Liberal Party members. Look, we have a whole range of views about Julian Assange, the man, but there is one thing that brings us all together, and that's a sense of the injustice being experienced by Julian Assange. I mean, he hasn't actually done anything wrong. He hasn't been charged with anything, hasn't been found guilty of anything. Ultimately, all he did to score these 17 espionage charges and one hacking charge was in 2010 and 2011, through WikiLeaks, to report on and publish evidence of US misconduct, in particular in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and to publish hard evidence of war crimes. Listeners would probably remember the terrible footage of an American attack helicopter gunning down a group of civilians in the street in Iraq, including, I think it was, two Reuters journalists. I mean, he reported on and published information in the public interest and did his job as a publisher. And we all think it is just fundamentally wrong now that the US is going after him the way it is, and the extradition should be dropped and he should be allowed to return to Australia.
The UK's opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn's, called for the extradition of Assange to the US to be halted. Who will you be hoping to meet with when you head to London?
Well, we're still firming up the itinerary. What we know for sure is that we have a meeting with Assange approved for 2 p.m. London time on Tuesday afternoon. We've also got an appointment arranged, in fact, with Jeremy Corbyn on Monday morning, which is great because Jeremy Corbyn has been at the forefront of taking the fight up politically in the UK. I've got requests in to meet with a number of senior British parliamentarians, including Boris Johnson himself. Whether or not anyone agrees to that remains to be seen, but I'm hopeful that we can talk to both sides of politics over there. It's interesting that during the whole period of Julian Assange's asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy, and now the last almost a year in Belmarsh prison, it's interesting that quite a few British parliamentarians have weighed in, but precious few Australian parliamentarians. The challenge for George and me is to try and change that and to get Australian parliamentarians exercised about this, to understand that it doesn't matter what we think of Julian Assange personally, and there's a whole range of views about him. A lot of allegations have been made over the years. This is really all about high principle and justice being done. A journalist not being persecuted for doing their job. You know, I'd love to see our Prime Minister get on the phone to his new friend Donald Trump, and get on the phone to Boris Johnson and say, look, this is just silly. This is just vindictiveness. It doesn't stand up in the court of public opinion. Assange should be allowed to return to Australia.
Andrew Wilkie, what will these meetings actually achieve? The federal government, as you said, there isn't supporting your campaign.
Well, look, if nothing else, I want to just check on Julian Assange's welfare and health and to try and give him some comfort by assuring him there are many Australians who are very concerned about the injustice being done, and that might help one man, you know, deal with this injustice. But I would also hope that we can shine a light on the issue and try and mobilise people in Australia and get Australian politicians thinking about this. Remember what happened with David Hicks all those years ago when he was in Guantanamo Bay? I mean, for a long time, the Australian government didn't care about Hicks, were happy to see him locked up in Guantanamo Bay. But eventually the profile of Hicks grew, the sense of injustice grew, and it became a real thorn in the side of the Australian government. And ultimately the Australian government was happy to facilitate his repatriation back to Australia. So you can turn a government around. And if this government's got any sense, they'd be happy just to shut this whole thing down and bring him back to Australia, because the extradition hearings are only going over several weeks over the next few months. But, you know, with the prospect of appeals and so on, this could drag on in the courts in the UK for years. If he is extradited, he faces almost 200 years in prison in a federal prison in the US, basically a life sentence. I mean, this is potentially going to be a thorn in the side of a series of Australian governments for years, just like Hicks became a thorn in the side of an Australian government. At some point, common sense has got to break out. At some point, where politicians have got to understand, you know, there's no basis for what's going on. Assange is an Australian citizen. He's not American. He didn't commit any offence on American soil. There is no basis for the US thinking their jurisdiction covers Julian Assange. The extradition agreement between the UK and the US specifically doesn't allow for extradition on political grounds. I mean, this whole thing is madness from start to finish.
Well, Andrew Wilkie, we'll hopefully touch base with you on Thursday morning after you've had a chance to meet with Julian Assange. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Laura.
That is Independent MP Andrew Wilkie there.
ABC News.